All right, we're back. Episode 6 of Charred, a New Haven pizza show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski, and this episode we have a very special guest. We're here at New Haven Pizza Place in the Woodmont area of Milford. We have the owner of New Haven Pizza Place, Arsenio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us here at your spot.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So I want to tell everyone, for a while, this was my secret hiding spot here in Milford. I live in Milford, and I used to come here, still come here with my family. I got my spot in the back. Arsenio knows. Pizza here is really good. New Haven style thin crust, awesome wood fired ovens. The thing I love about this place is that it's absolutely super clean and the pizza is really good, and you don't have to go to Worcester Street. You can come here. The other kind of hidden gem is right next to this place, or two doors down, is Dairy Queen and or Kathy's Cookies. Ooh. So it's a 1-2 punch. But I will tell you that I have had cannolis here as well. And they are fantastic.
Delicious. Dessert after pizza is the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Friday night right there.
If you got room. You know,
So obviously, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that we got these pizzas out here that we, Frank and I, have already taken down a couple slices.
Yeah, delicious. We whacked a couple.
Yeah, but tell us, Arsenio, going from this way, that way, you know, what pizzas we got here in front of us.
All right, first one is mozzarella cheese pizza, one of our best sellers. And we have a mashed potato and bacon pie. And then we have our third one is the pepperoni with hot honey. So the ingredients here, like the potatoes, mashed potatoes, we make them ourselves from scratch.
Oh, nice. You
know, yeah, so it's, I mean, just add that flavor alone with the potatoes is awesome.
That's so good.
Check this out in the back, baby.
And the smell of the bacon, too. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And the hot honey, I love
surfboard.
The hot honey on the roni. It's got that, like, sweet heat kind of flavor to it.
Yeah. We just recently started with the hot honey. I mean, a lot of customers have been asking about it, and then we decided to go with it. And when somebody asks for what I'll put it on, right now I'm not advertising it. I'm still in the trial stages, see which brand of hot honey I'm going to end up using.
Nice.
But the one I'm using now is it's Mike's brand, which is by far the ones I did try is one of the better ones.
Do you do that a lot with your pizzas? Like, you'll try stuff out first, see if people like it, and then until you solidify it for the menu?
Absolutely. I do that with all my products. I start off with getting the family, and then I'll go out from the family to the customer. And I'll get their feedback. And a lot of valuable feedback comes back. You know, I find hey, you know, that choice of bacon wasn't too good, or you know what, you did have too much cheese on that pizza, or something simple, an easy fix. So once I get it going, we put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arsenio, when are we getting kielbasa?
You know what? Well, it's going on the drawing board next.
Kielbasa, potato.
Actually, you know what? We can do a
kielbasa. A little nice drizzle on top when it cools down.
A drizzle of what?
Spicy mustard.
Okay, that sounds great.
Frank's actually trying to create a menu item right here.
Frank, we could do that, because I personally love kielbasa, you know. And what I did was, for St. Patrick's Day, we put out the corned beef, cabbage, and mashed potato pizza. And that was a huge hit.
Was that the first time you ever did it?
No, I did it last year.
Oh, okay.
And I tried it out last year, and just before St. Patrick's Day, I had my family try it. And my father-in-law is 100% Irish, so I had him try. I said, "Wow, this is a home run. This is a hit, you know, from an Irishman." I said, "Okay, there we go. We don't need any more, buddy. Let's send that out there."
I love that. I'm gonna have to come back next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about these pies is that they're really tasty. Like, you go to, you know, there's a lot of good pizzerias, but this place here, I think for me, kind of stands out a little bit, because there's, from the first bite, whatever you're eating is an incredible taste. Just pops right out. Like, this is my favorite, this potato bacon, and usually has caramelized onions on there, but I don't like caramelized onions. I shouldn't say, I just don't love them. But just, it's a super tasty pie.
I love the crunch. So you get the crunch on the crust, obviously, but then even when you bite into the first bite, you get a little bit of crunch on the undercarriage there. Yeah.
Look at that.
Tell us a little bit about your ovens.
Yeah.
Because they're special.
Yeah, they're both imported
from
Italy.
Don't
break the table. I don't want to break the table. Move the mics.
Oh, Jesus. I can't take you anywhere.
Cleaning up, I can't take you.
Yeah. Well, I was about cleaning up, but.
But the ovens are imported from Italy, and they're wood-fired, so there's no gas hooked up to them. It's just strictly that 1,000-year-old technology of just wood fired in a dome-shaped oven, and it's convection. So that's how, you know, the basic design of the convection oven, you really look at it and you say, wow, this is amazing. It's a 1,000-year technology or maybe more, and it's just truly amazing. But it's all hardwood that we use to get the fire going.
When you open on any given day, do you have to fire those up at like 6 in the morning? Like, how soon do you have to start preheating?
Yeah. So the good thing about a wood-fired oven is that once you light that oven, it can stay hot for a couple of days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So without even adding hot enough to where you can maintain to bring it back up to temperature easily. But from a stone cold, it's very difficult. It'll take you a full day to get that.
So when you
hot.
First put them in, it took a long
right.
time.
So I'm open 7 days a week. So those ovens are constantly hot all the time. I think I have two wood ovens, and I use one of them 100% of the time, and the other one I use like 80% of the time. So it's maybe off for one day.
Yeah.
And then that's the third day when I go to light it up, and it just fairly lights up pretty easily.
Yeah.
But from a stone cold, it'll take me an entire day just to get the stones hot enough to retain the heat.
Yeah,
so it'll take a while.
Now, how long have you been in this location, this New Haven Pizza place?
This place, we've 2018, later part of 2018.
Okay.
My brother Frank started the construction of it and got it all up and going. And the plan was, hey, you know what? When the time comes and you're ready, yeah, I'm moving out. Frank, my brother, he owns New Haven Pizza Trucks.
Oh.
And he just can't keep still. So he's you can't keep him in one location. He's got to move. So he says, you know, hey, you're in. And then so I took over for once he got it all up and going. And then 2018, here we are.
So when did he start the truck business, the New Haven Pizza Trucks?
I think he went his 10th anniversary or maybe 11th anniversary just passed. Yeah, so he was...
Has pizza always been sort of part of your family? Has that always been a constant?
There's a big history, and I just recently learned this from one of my cousins communicated to another one of our cousins in Italy.
Oh.
And he's still... His name is Arsenio, at me, and he's named after our great-grandfather, which owned a bakery before World War I. And he had a huge bakery, and it was like Italian bread was his specialty. So back then, Italian bread was part of everybody's diet.
Yeah.
So when the war happened, they were forced to, like, you know, the bakery close, and it was just chaos, obviously, from the war. And he had break it up, and it was he lost the bakery. But that talent was in everybody still had it. So once the war was over, obviously, my grandfather passed, and his children became bakers. And, you know, they were already bakers, so they made bread. And when they came to the States, they were working in bakeries, and my father was a baker, you know, since he was born, basically.
Yeah.
And my grandfather as well, and my uncles and all them. So they were always in the bakery business. The bakery and pizza, I would say, go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they've always gone together.
Yeah, making the dough, it seems like, and I feel like that's so interesting with your family because it's like in your blood, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. My brother says it's in our DNA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question about the wood because you said you have good wood.
Yeah.
Word on the street is your wood is good.
Yeah.
Specifically, what kind of wood do you have?
It's top secret. I can't tell you that.
You can have some secrets. You've told us a lot already.
And you have, and I'm probably going to butcher this name, but the oven, because I love your ovens, is it Mugavi? That's how you pronounce it? Or Mugavi? Or
Vigoro.
Vigoro?
Yeah, I think the Vigoro. The name kind of wore off. I just they were there are like so many different brands of the ovens out there. You just kind of look at the functionality of the oven itself. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking at. So not so much the name. I mean, they come up with they want to sell their name, brand their name. Right. Just look at the product.
Yeah.
You know, where's it been tested? You know, hear what other people say about them. You know, and people are always trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, it's just a simple oven. You don't want no turntables in them or nothing like that. You just want, hey, how's this thing designed? Is it going to hold the heat? Is it going to hold up? Is it going to last? And that's what we're looking for in the ovens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's critical. A lot of people don't realize, and to your point, so there's a bunch of different ovens out there. A lot of the newer ovens are wood-fired gas assist, which is kind of what you were alluding to. So it's a gas flame that burns on the left or right-hand side, and then a wood-fired. And there's nothing wrong with those ovens, but Arsenio and these guys here have a true wood-fired oven, which is an absolute art to run.
You said it. You're absolutely right. That thing could be... On a busy Friday night, I mean, that's a full-time job.
Then when,
and I tell other pizza guys who own, like, the deck ovens, the regular gas ovens, you know, I got a guy that works just the ovens. And they're going, really? I said, yeah, his whole shift, he's working the whole oven. You know, he's shifting coals around, he's moving fire, he's adding wood, can't add too much wood. It definitely, like you said, it's an art. It's a full-time job, and you can't move away for 1 second.
It's like a science and art to
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And to me, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy working in the oven, because when you're seeing it all come together, and when somebody wants to step in and take over your oven for a minute, whoa, no. Yeah. You have no idea what's going on here. That's a hot spot. That's right. Cold. There's a perfect spot right here. This is where you take your pizza out. So
do you have Friday nights or Saturdays or where you say, that was a great night? Like the pies came out great that night.
I'll tell you, every product that comes out of here, I'm on the ovens. I'm here from morning to night. I'm watching everything goes off. Something that if we don't like it, I got my kids trained where they say, you know, they'll ask me, hey, Pop, is this okay? I say, no, it's a little darker on the edges there. You know, and you know how people feel about charred, right? I said, that's a little too charred. Now, that there, what we call, you know, that's a fajimi char. Right? So we're not going to pass that one. That one's going to, we're going to set that. We're going to eat that fajimi. One, right? So we don't put fajimi chars out. We keep them over on the side. We eat them ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And I personally, a well-done pizza, I love it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, crunch. I mean, that's exactly what you want.
It starts with the dough, and there's a lot of little things make a difference. You know, if you get, these ovens are designed to cook a pizza like that, record time, really fast. So you don't want to put a lot of cheese on there. You don't want to put a lot of sauce on there. And the reason being that the sauce won't cook and the cheese won't melt properly before the dough cooks. So there's a balance there.
Yeah, you know? I feel like that's the mistake a lot of people who make pizza at home. You know, I've been doing that a lot in the past couple of years, and you really have to find that balance, and that's the big mistake is they put too much sauce or too much cheese.
And you're thinking they're putting a lot of cheese on there. Oh, this is going to be delicious. Yeah. But Frank will tell you, I hear a lot of people they show me product that they pizzas that they made from your class. I'm saying, well, get this guy out of my neighborhood. He's going to say, he's doing a real good job. I'm really impressed. Some of these guys do a really good job.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what, since he's been around, I sell more dough to the customers. They come,
People can come buy dough. Oh,
they buy the dough all the time. They say, we got Frank's recipe, but you know what? We're kind of pressed for time. So, you know, we're just going to buy your dough. Go right ahead. Thank you, Frank. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great service.
Show me the dough,
right?
Yeah, because the popularity of people making pizza at home is bigger than ever right now.
Yeah, so. It's grown because it's a lot of fun. It's a family thing. Yeah. I told Frank, that was a great idea. Great, really, really good idea.
Some people have given me a hard time about the pizza school. They're like, well, you know, you're so, for New Haven and pizza and pizzerias. And it's like, I think, honestly, and I guess I'm a little biased about this, but I think having the pizza school and showing people how to make pizza actually benefits the pizzeria owners more because people want to buy more pizza.
Right.
Absolutely. You know what? I've never seen such an interest in the style of pizza in the business itself ever since we started with the New Haven pizza theme going on, really lifting. It's always been there, but to really put to bring it out in the forefront like Frank has, and I think it's just been definitely keep a lot of interest.
We were just talking about that the last episode. It feels like it's more popular than ever now.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
I'm sure you see it with people coming into your place.
Yeah, I get a lot of name tossing, moderns. I said, you know what, that's good. That's great. I said, we want all these different quality pizzas out there. Of course we do, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, I'll try every single one. I'm not making the same pizza as this guy, you know? And that's why I'm here.
Right.
And that's why he's here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty to go around, and especially with where we live. I mean, you don't last. You're not open 5, 10, 15, 20 years by accident. You know, you've got, you know, this is kind of a real cool area down here in Milford, and I'm sure you get people from all over. But, you know, people come here for a reason because the pizza's really good.
Yeah.
You know, and just that simple.
And we were discussing in the past couple episodes that we've done that you don't see a lot of brand new pizzerias opening. So you have like the legacy places, you know, that expand and have new locations. But to see a brand new successful pizza place is somewhat rare. Like you don't see them popping up all the time.
Yeah.
So it's a you know, a testament to you to having this place open since you have.
On that topic, I say brand new, yes. But as far as like this has been a passion of mine and my family for forever.
Yeah.
And I'm saying we can go back 3 generations easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just bringing it out here. Like, I had pizza places before. I was partners with one in Wallingford. And then with a friend of mine, and then I was we had another place. I tried a couple different areas, but
so you've been within the industry for a while.
Yeah, this my entire life.
Around
pizza. I started off working with my father when I was a kid, you know, bagging the Italian bread, and then working my way up from bagging Italian bread to, you know, eventually when I was high enough to reach the pizza bench, he says, "All right, kid, yeah, let's go." You know, I remember pounding the dough with flour going in my face, you know, he's going, "Step back a little bit," you know, so he showed me how to, toss it around, and, getting it off the peeler was difficult, make oval-shaped pizzas, but it's been in my blood, my brothers, my sisters, there's seven of us, and we're all
Irish
in the
twins.
we got hopes.
And it's interesting. I think that's the answer right there, is that it's always been in your life this whole time. So, you know, with the popularity of pizza and it becoming more and more popular, if people are like, "Oh, I just want to open a pizzeria," and they don't have the history of it or the love for it.
There's a lot to it. Like, you know, there's like, the science behind the dough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot behind that. So when you have the wood fire to a gas oven, you got a completely different dough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to get into this to the secret there, but there's a different dough. So, you know, you got this and, you know, a million different variations of pizza, which makes it an endless options.
All the different toppings. Yeah. I feel like there's different ways to cook all the different things
and then
you put them on top.
You see some people come in with some crazy ideas for some toppings.
Oh,
you
they
know?
Suggest them to
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Like some guy said, like kielbasa and mozzarella pizza, right?
I'm telling you, you'll sell that, baby.
And you politely say, "Great idea."
Some were like, "Wow." Like one guy says, "We're going to put baked ziti with vodka sauce on your pizza."
Yeah.
I said, "All right, don't."
No good.
Secretly, I said, "I'm going to try it." It was actually really good. Right? Okay. It's a little heavy, though, you know? So I said, too much starch for me. But
right.
The one thing that both you guys mentioned, and I want to mention it as well, is that what doesn't show up on a recipe is the heart or the passion. Like when you're speaking, I could tell it's just loaded with heart and passion, and you care about every pizza that goes out of here. Now listen, not every pizza that goes out of here or goes out of my school or goes out anywhere is going to be perfect. The problem is a lot of people expect every single pizza to be perfect, and it's completely unreasonable, but that's a whole other conversation. The point being is you have a lot of heart and you have a lot of passion, and I think that's really cool, and it's kind of what really makes me excited about this, doing this show and doing what I do. Is it's just nice to see someone that actually loves what they do.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
is you. There anything else you want to tell to the people watching, people listening about your spot or before we wrap up?
No, just, you know what, come down, give us a shot, and we're just expanding our kitchen, so we're going to have a whole line of traditional meals as well.
Nice.
On top of pizza. So once I get that fully up operational, we'll have linguine with clams and marsala and all that little dishes. And we come in, you can get pizza, and they'll say, a little tired of pizza, you want something else, I'll have more options available for you.
But I want to tell people, too, so Arsenio does have a bunch of other stuff. I get this barbecue chicken wrap, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's obviously not pizza, but it's really good. The garlic knots are awesome. You sell stuffed breads, correct?
Yes.
And also, he just took over the spot next door to him, probably about a year ago. Live music, I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, Thursday. Scheduled Thursday and Friday and Saturday, random.
That's fun.
Okay.
Date. Yep.
That's neat.
So there's a full bar here. There's tabletops here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is kind of like, I look at it like two things. There's kind of like the family restaurant that you could sit down, old school pizza parlor booths. And then over here is kind of more, I'll call it the retro side, where you've got this cool bar and restaurants and live music.
Yeah, well said.
You know, the food is really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for having us here and letting us film and do our podcast and record and everything.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you for the pizzas. We're going to eat the rest of these now.
All right, enjoy.
All right, everybody. All right, thanks so much for watching and listening. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube. Find us on all the socials at Chard New Haven. And big thanks to Arsenio, New Haven Pizza Place in the Woodmont area of Milford. Come check them out. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.